This week's podcast is brought to you by Audible.com. Get a free audiobook download at audiblepodcast.com/healthbeat. Over 75,000 titles to choose from for your iPod, iPhone, iPad, or MP3 player. Again, surf to audiblepodcast.com/healthbeat to get a free Audible download. Hello and welcome to this week's edition of HealthBeat, Chiropractic Online Today's health news and informational podcast. In this week's news, we'll be looking at the American Chiropractic Association's scope policy updates, and finally, a story about outcomes and their predictors in lumbar spinal stenosis. For HealthBeat, this is Dr. Todd Eglow. Welcome to HealthBeat Podcast number 502, recorded April 3rd, 2015. HealthBeat is Chiropractic Online Today's radio program, providing current news and commentary about chiropractic and health. This week's episode is sponsored by Da Vinci Laboratories. Please surf to our website at chiropracticradio.com and click on the Da Vinci link for your health and nutritional needs. We also would appreciate your passing the word of our podcasts to your friends and colleagues. Please let everyone know how easy it is to subscribe via the Apple iTunes podcast directory. If you are interested in creating personalized HealthBeat podcasts for your office or website to help you attract new patients, please surf to our website and send us an email or Skype us by typing in HealthBeat, all in small letters. We are always looking to expand our interactivity with you, our loyal health community. If you would like to be kept up to date with current events about health, technology, and me, Dr. Todd Eglow, feel free to surf to twitter.com/teglow, that's T-E-G-L-O-W, and click on the follow link. As always, a big thank you to our COT HealthBeat listener community. This podcast is made available through the generous donations we receive and greatly appreciate. If you could remember to surf to our website at chiropracticradio.com and click on the PayPal link to make a monthly donation, this would be greatly appreciated. And now for some news. As reported recently by American Chiropractic Association's president, Dr. Anthony Hamm, during the American Chiropractic Association's annual House of Delegates meeting this past February, delegates passed resolutions supporting key elements in scopes of practice and the creation of the ACA's College of Pharmacology and Toxicology. Based on membership responses, these policy resolutions have proven quite positive. To no one's surprise, however, other organizations and special interest groups have associated these policies with, quote, incorporating drugs into the scope of chiropractic practice and promoting the term chiropractic medicine, end quote. In fact, the resolution on the six key elements of a modern scope of practice act supports the terms chiropractic physician and chiropractic medicine. These terms are part of the ACA lexicon as they support our profession's ability to practice to our full level of training and competencies. As the leading organization supporting contemporary chiropractic practice, the American Chiropractic Association has embraced this terminology. Further defined in the scope of practice resolution are full management, referral, and prescriptive authority for patient examination, diagnosis, differential diagnosis, and health assessment. As everyone is aware, this language protects the profession's ability to maintain first contact physician-level authority to manage chiropractic patients. This language is consistent with the American Chiropractic Association's mission to preserve, protect, improve, and promote the profession and the services that chiropractors deliver for the benefit of the patients that we serve. Pharmacology is defined as the discipline concerned with the use, effects, and modes of action of drugs. Pharmacotherapy, on the other hand, is medical treatment by the use of drugs. The clinical understanding of pharmacology and toxicology is critical to the profession's ability to comply with federally mandated meaningful use in electronic health records. Advanced training in drug-to-drug and drug-to-allergy dynamics is a necessary component of that mandate. Do either of these policies support prescription drug rights? The answer, according to the ACA, is emphatically no. In fact, the ACA supports the Chiropractic Summit statement that, quote, the drug issue is a non-issue because no chiropractic organization in the summit promotes the inclusion of drug rights, and all organizations in the summit support the drug-free approach to health, end quote. Healthcare in the United States is rapidly evolving. In order for the chiropractic profession to thrive and succeed in the delivery of value-based care, the profession needs a strong, focused national association. The American Chiropractic Association is in a position to advocate for the chiropractic physician who wants to fill that role. The president, Dr. Hamm, states he's proud of the fact that the American Chiropractic Association is comprised of a diverse group of experienced and dedicated volunteer leaders chosen by their peers to represent them. According to Dr. Hamigan, the ACA will continue to focus its services and ideals that will preserve, protect, improve, and promote the contemporary practice of chiropractic medicine. Surf to our show notes for links.
We'll be back with more news in a moment.
This week's podcast is brought to you by Audible.com. Get a free audiobook download at audiblepodcast.com/healthbeat. Over 75,000 titles to choose from for your iPod, iPhone, iPad, or MP3 player. Again, surf to audiblepodcast.com/healthbeat to get a free Audible download. The aim of a prospective observational cohort study published in the European Spine Journal was to evaluate long-term outcomes in patients with mild to moderate lumbar spinal stenosis and to analyze the predictors of clinical outcomes. A group of 53 patients were re-examined after a median period of 139 months. Evaluations were made of subjective clinical outcome, objective clinical outcome and its predictors, any correlation between subjective and objective outcome, and the development of changes in radiological and electrophysiological parameters after 12 years. The study concluded that satisfactory objective and subjective clinical outcomes were disclosed in about half of the patients with mild to moderate lumbar spinal stenosis in a 12-year follow-up. The number of comorbid diseases had an unfavorable effect on subjective evaluation of clinical outcome. The lowest transverse diameter of spinal canal proved to be the only independent predictor of deterioration of clinical status in lumbar spinal stenosis patients. Surf to our show notes for links.
As always, please surf to our podcast show notes located at chiropracticradio.com for a full listing of web references mentioned in today's show. And remember, COT's HealthBeat always recommends discussing any nutritional, exercise, or other lifestyle modifications with a qualified healthcare professional. Thank you for listening. As always, we want to hear from you. Please send us your emails. Simply surf to our website at chiropracticradio.com and click on the email link. You can also leave us your voicemail. Simply open up your Skype client and type in HealthBeat, all in small letters. If you have an idea for a future health segment, please feel free to contact me directly. Surf to chiropracticradio.com, scroll down and click on the email link. We also would appreciate your vote at podcastalley.com. If you are enjoying these podcasts, please surf to our HealthBeat homepage and click on the Podcast Alley link. If you have a website for your practice and you'd like to add content to help you attract more patients, please consider adding a personalized HealthBeat segment to your site. Many listeners and subscribers are finding this useful content addition to their office's website. For more information, again, surf to chiropracticradio.com, scroll down and click on the email link. While at our website, please remember to consider making a donation to help keep these podcasts airing. Listener support, such as yours via our PayPal link, does help in allowing us to bring you these podcasts weekly. And please remember to support our sponsors by clicking their links, again located at chiropracticradio.com.
Finally, I leave you with the following quote from William Arthur Ward. The pessimist complains about the wind. The optimist expects it to change. The realist adjusts the sails. For Chiropractic Online, today's Health Beat, this has been Dr. Todd Eglow.